The New Testament is full of names that every Christian has a right to use. The Christian world, or the professing Christian world, is full of names that tend to separate Christians and to divide the body of Christ, for which our Lord Jesus prayed in John 17, that they might be one, even as He and the Father are one. We have considered a number of these names. In previous broadcasts, we have talked about the fact that every Christian has a right to be called a Christian. Every Christian has full biblical authority to be called a child of God. Every Christian is and should be a disciple indeed. Now, it costs nothing to become a Christian, because Jesus paid it all. He went to the cross and bore our sins in His own body. He died, was buried, and rose again the third day, so that He could offer to every listener to this broadcast, to every man, woman, and child under the sun, He could offer them His gift of eternal life. And therefore, it doesn't cost us anything, because the Lord Jesus paid in full. The writer to the Hebrews says, when He had by Himself purged our sins, He sat down at the right hand of the Father. But friends, let me tell you something. There's a price to be paid for being a disciple indeed. Now, being a disciple doesn't save you. Putting faith in Jesus Christ and being born again of the Spirit of God, that's what saves a person, and that's what places us in Christ. But once we are saved, as we read in Ephesians chapter 2, for by grace are you saved through faith, and that's not of yourself, it's the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. But then after these two verses tell us that we are saved by grace through faith, then the 10th verse tells us we are His workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God has before ordained that we should walk in them. So we're saved unto good works, not by our good works. Good works does not save you. It's not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to His mercy He saved us. And friend of mine, I ask you today, not are you religious, not are you a church member, but I want to know today, are you saved? Can you say, yes, by the grace of God, I know that I have been born again. I know that my Redeemer liveth. I know that I'm saved and on my way to heaven. I cannot work my soul to save, for that my Lord hath done. But I will work, like any slave, for love of God's dear Son. Yes, it costs nothing to become a Christian. The Lord Jesus, through His death, through the shedding of His blood, through His burial and resurrection, has paid in full the price for you to be given His gift of eternal life. And then on the authority of the Bible, you can know for sure you're going to heaven. But I repeat, it costs. There's a price to pay for being a disciple indeed, for being one who follows the Lord Jesus, one who is an apprentice under the master craftsman Himself, the Lord Jesus, one who listens to the teacher and then goes out and teaches others what you have been taught. That's what a disciple is. But friend of mine, I'd like to suggest too, it costs every Christian who fails to be a disciple indeed. The cost is tremendous when we fail to respond to the love that He demonstrated at Calvary and that He extended to us when we experience salvation by the grace of God through the blood of Christ. Not only so, it costs now and for all eternity if you fail to become a Christian. The greatest, the most thrilling experience that anybody can have is to know Christ and through His indwelling Spirit, through the power that He gives, to live a life that will bring glory to His name. I'm not talking about the sweet by and by. I'm looking forward to that. But the Christian life gets better all the time. There's nothing like knowing that you're on your way to heaven. And listening, friend, if you do not know, and that's spelled K-N-O-W, if you do not know that you're going to heaven, my Bible tells me that you can be saved now, today, not when you die. You can be saved, and praise God, you can know it. For he that has the Son has life, and these things are written unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God, so you can know you're going to heaven. If you don't know it, call us. We'd love to help you. Amen.